One of the most difficult things about reviving a classic musical is finding the balance between being faithful to the original production and presenting it so it seems fresh to modern audiences. The production of The Sound of Music, which is a Proctor's Theater in Schenectady through Sunday, accomplishes that feat. Director Jack O'Brien stages the work as a period piece, but done with contemporary insights so it seems of our time. And of course, the brilliant score is timeless. The Sound of Music is about the Van Trapp family, who was forced to flee Austria in 1938 after the Nazis took over their country. Rather than betray their homeland and their personal values, they fled over the mountains and made it to the United States, where they won the heart of this country for their bravery and talent as a singing group. It's very clear the musical is a fairy tale version of a true story, but it rarely seems contradictory. The characters are almost one-dimensional, yet we care for them. Their emotional behavior is sometimes improbable, yet their choices warm our hearts. Splendid songs appear at unlikely moments, but because they are so splendid, they are welcome, joyous, and comforting. Most of all, without making the second act dreary, the production illustrates the ominous fear that the occupying Nazi regime placed on everyone. Two, it forces a modern audience to admire the courage of those who flee their homelands to avoid terror, and it's done without displaying even a hint of heavy-handedness. Thanks to a terrific cast, the characters in the musical always seem genuine. The force within the play is Maria, the young woman from the Nuremberg Abbey who becomes the governess for the 7 Von Trapp children, and who falls in love with their father, a stern naval hero. Charlotte Maupin is lovely as she initially plays the woman as little more than an adolescent herself. She shows Maria as awkward, unsure of herself, but as a good person. Her transformation to the mature woman who heals a broken man and his family is subtle, warm, and endearing. Her lovely voice and alluring stage presence is a bonus. In much the same way, Nicholas Rodriguez as Captain Von Trapp evolved from a stern figure to a caring father in a sincere and believable way. The only flaw in the lead portrayals is that there are few romantic sparks going on between the two, which deprives their romance of some passion. The entire supporting cast is excellent and includes a few future stars who play the Von Trapp children. They are cute without being coy, lovable without being cloying, and sweet without being saccharine. The technical support is brilliant. Douglas W. Schmidt's scenic design reminds one that this is a period piece, yet his modern touches make the scene changes fluid. The design is such that it offers O'Brien the opportunity to create wonderful stage pictures, a gift the director takes advantage of. With the help of Natasha Katz's lighting, the expositional scenes at the Abbey become visual treats that add a richness to the production. The Sound of Music includes one of Rodgers and Hammerstein's best scores. The story is timeless, the acting is wonderful, and the technical support is flawless. It's a theater experience that should please almost everyone. It's at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady through Sunday. For tickets and schedule information, call 518-446-6204 or go to proctors.org. This is Bob Gevert from the Troy Record.